Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NOAA Holdings. If you're not familiar with this company, let me give you the quick rundown. NOAA Holdings, based out of China, operates in the financial services sector, specifically in the asset and wealth management industry. They cater to high net worth individuals, offering investment products and advisory services. And they've carved out a notable spot in the market with a focus on both domestic and international clients. With thousands of employees and a solid presence in their field, they're a player worth watching for long-term investors like us. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Looking at the latest news and data, NOAA Holdings has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility. Decent gains in shorter timeframes, like the last month or so, but longer-term metrics over 5 years indicate they've had their ups and downs compared to broader industry trends in financial services. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves to refine operations at home while pushing for international expansion, which could be a game-changer if executed well. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q3 2024 dropped some interesting insights that we'll unpack shortly. So with that context, let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for NOAA Holdings and see if this stock deserves a spot in your long-term portfolio. Strengths. First off, NOAA Holdings has a strong foothold in the wealth management space, particularly in China, where the demand for financial advisory services among high-net-worth individuals continues to grow. Their expertise in catering to this niche gives them a competitive edge, especially as they've built a reputation for tailored investment solutions. Financially, their revenue figures from recent income statements are holding steady, with consistent gross profit margins that suggest they're managing costs effectively. Their gross profit margin over the trailing 12 months is impressive, showing they're squeezing value out of their operations. Another plus is their liquidity position. With a solid current ratio and quick ratio, as seen in the latest metrics, they've got enough short-term assets to cover liabilities, which is always a reassuring sign for investors worried about financial stability. From the Q3 2024 earnings call, it's clear they're generating positive net income, and their focus on operational efficiency is paying off. Management highlighted improvements in domestic operations, which could translate into sustainable profitability if the trend continues. Lastly, their free cash flow yield over the past year looks healthy, indicating they've got cash to reinvest or return to shareholders, which is music to the ears of long-term investors looking for companies that can self-fund growth. Weaknesses. On the flip side, NOAA Holdings isn't without its challenges. One red flag is their debt-to-equity ratio, which, based on the latest data, suggests they're carrying a noticeable amount of leverage. For long-term investors, high debt can be a concern if market conditions tighten or if interest rates spike, potentially eating into profitability. Their return on equity, while not terrible, isn't exactly setting the world on fire either. Compared to some peers in the financial services sector, they're lagging in how effectively they're using shareholders' money to generate returns, which might make you pause before doubling down on this stock. Performance-wise, while short-term gains are there, the longer-term metrics over 5 years show they've underperformed compared to the broader industry. This inconsistency could signal deeper operational or strategic issues that need addressing. Also, from a valuation standpoint, their price-to-earnings ratio over the trailing 12 months isn't particularly attractive when stacked against the industry average. It suggests the market might be pricing in some skepticism about future growth, which is something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. Let's talk growth potential, because there's a lot to like here. One big opportunity for NOAA Holdings lies in their international expansion plans, as highlighted in the Q3 2024 earnings call. Management is actively pushing to grow their footprint outside China, which could diversify revenue streams and reduce reliance on a single market, especially important given regulatory uncertainties at home. The wealth management industry itself is ripe for growth, particularly in emerging markets where the number of high-net-worth individuals is climbing. If NOAA can capitalize on this trend with innovative products or digital platforms, they could see a significant uptick in revenue over the next few years. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem cautiously optimistic about future earnings growth, with the average forward PE suggesting the stock might be undervalued if they hit their targets. This could be a sweet spot for long-term investors willing to ride out short-term volatility. Their cash flow statements also show they've got room to invest in tech or acquisitions. With decent operating cash flow and free cash flow, they could double down on innovation or strategic partnerships to boost market share, a move that could pay dividends down the line. Threats. Now let's not sugarcoat the risks, because there are some real headwinds here. The biggest threat, as mentioned in the earnings call, is the regulatory environment in China. Financial services firms like NOAA Holdings face tight scrutiny, and any new policies or crackdowns could disrupt operations or squeeze margins. This is a critical factor for long-term investors to monitor. Another concern is market competition. The financial services sector, especially wealth management, is crowded with both traditional players and fintech disruptors. If NOAA can't differentiate itself through innovation or superior service, they risk losing market share. Economic slowdowns or geopolitical tensions could also hit their client base hard. High net worth individuals might pull back on investments during uncertain times, directly impacting NOAA's revenue, especially since a chunk of their business is tied to discretionary spending on financial products. Lastly, while short-term performance has been okay, broader sector trends show that financial services can be cyclical. If we're heading into a bearish phase for the sector, as some industry performance metrics hint at over the past year, NOAA could face downward pressure regardless of their individual efforts. So, where does this leave us with NOAA Holdings? Wrapping up this analysis, I'd say the outlook is cautiously intriguing for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a solid foundation in a growing industry with strong liquidity and strategic plans to expand globally that could unlock serious value over time. On the other hand, the debt levels, regulatory risks, and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could trip them up if not managed carefully. For those of you with a higher risk tolerance, this might be a stock to watch, especially if they execute well on their international push and if forward PE estimates hold true. But if you're more conservative, you might want to wait for clearer signs of debt reduction or regulatory stability before jumping in. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on NOAA Holdings. If you found this SWOT analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on NOAA Holdings in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.